I'm sitting here with Rod Johnson, the CEO of Interface 21 and the creator of Spring. And I just wanted to ask you what's new and exciting this week.
The thing that I'm most excited about right now as a technologist is something that was really causing a buzz last week at the Spring Experience conference we had in Florida. And that's the application of OSGI to the server side. OSGI is a very mature specification. It's been around for probably 6-7 years now. It was originally from the embedded space. So, for example, they're showing some Canon photocopiers here that have OSGI and Java in them. But the potential of OSGI in the server space has really been somewhat neglected. And I think partly that was because, in some ways, J2EE was a bit of a straitjacket. J2EE gave us all the answers, well, so it claimed, but it actually stopped us asking a whole lot of questions. So it stopped us asking questions like, what about versioning? Oh, no, you can't ask that question because we've answered everything, but we didn't answer that question, so you can't ask that question. The interesting thing about OSGI is it kind of answered that question when J2EE was in its infancy and provided a very sophisticated solution. OSGI is essentially a standard for dynamic modularization of Java. The OSGI consortium is an industry standards group. It's outside the JCP, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's not a credible standards group. It may mean it to some, but it doesn't mean it to the rest of the world. And it provides a very sophisticated solution to the problems of modularizing applications, bundling applications into different modules where you can potentially start, stop a module, you can replace a module with another later version of a module. You can concurrently have different versions of a module. So imagine you have module A that depends on module B. You replace module A with a later version of module A. That depends on a later version of module B. You can do that, but you could potentially still have your original version of module A that something else depended on still there in parallel. So it really solves a lot of the hard problems in enterprise computing. There are a few reasons that OSGI has been gradually making its way to the server side. OSGI is something that a lot of us use every day through Eclipse. Since, I think, Eclipse 2, the Eclipse plugin model has been built on OSGI. And obviously it's been pretty successful in getting Eclipse to where it is today. But OSGI has made limited traction on the server side. And part of that is that OSGI is actually pretty difficult to use. The raw OSGI programming model is relatively unfamiliar to developers. It's relatively complex, and therefore people don't tend to use it on the server side. There's been a gradual buzz around OSGI because of coming from awareness of its capabilities. But I think the thing that is really going to change things in 2007 is the integration between Spring and OSGI. So you look at the population of server-side developers, most of them are familiar with Spring. The vast majority are probably using Spring daily now. There really aren't many left who are unfamiliar with the Spring component model. So now that we're working on integration between Spring and OSGI, the Spring component model essentially scales out to be able to consume or export OSGI services. So this suddenly makes the full power of OSGI available to a much wider audience. And I think, frankly, when you get to that stage, what you're going to see is developers are going to look at it and say, wow, this really solves a lot of hard problems that we'd practically given up on asking because J2EE didn't have an answer.
Okay, so for example, what kind of hard problems?
The problem of versioning. When you're building a very complex application, and I mean, we see this all the time at Interface 21 in terms of our client base, you might have different versions of subsystems of that application. You've got different teams working on them. And unfortunately, it's not as simple as just replacing the whole application. You have to evolve the application across different iterations of changes. With OSGI, you can accommodate that. You can change one layer and keep the old version of that layer there until you get around to changing the layers that interact with that.
What's an example subsystem? I mean, what granularity is that?
The granularity is essentially up to the developer. And I think that best practices will emerge. I mean, right now, I would think that the ideal granularity for an OSGI bundle or module would probably be a distinct subsystem in a distinct layer. So, for example, the billing code in the service layer, or the domain objects related to billing. But, you know, I think we've got quite a lot to learn about best practices. And I think this is pretty exciting. This is going to give a degree of operational control that we've never really seen in server-side Java applications. Because, I mean, this can happen at runtime quite safely. So you can keep the application running, but you can replace parts of it.
All right, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.